Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff for organizations for more than 40 years. I want to talk with you today about one of those tough interview questions that's designed to help you hang yourself. And today's is one that's geared toward hiring managers, but every once in a while, it's asked of a subordinate to see where they are in their learning curve toward getting to manager. And that question is asked with a lot of seriousness. This is my serious look. So, what do you do when you hire someone? Ridiculous question. What do they expect you to say? I go in my office, I throw a dart at a resume, and that's the person I pick. No, of course not. So, really what they want you to do is kind of go through a thought process with them. But the themes they want you to hit on are, I determine their qualifications for the role, which means I have a clear understanding of what the needs of my group are. Number two, I try and get a sense of their energy and their motivation, their desire to do a great job. Again, a second factor that you'd look for. The third really involves, fit. How they fit in with the group. Now, along the way, as you talk, it's not just what you say that's important, but how you tell this information, how you tell your story. And you can weave into your experience or your answer, your experience maybe with your first hire that didn't work out and the lessons that you learned. So that's number one. Use stories wherever possible. And number two, it's not just what you say that matters, but how you tell it. Now, notice how I'm speaking at this point in the video. I'm speaking with a degree of confidence and self-assurance. And they're looking for behaviors that are congruent with their image of someone who's going to be in a management role or in a leadership role, and how self-confident you are in answering their questions. So even on the occasions where I fumble a little bit, you'll notice that I come back to a position of strength. I may laugh like I did earlier where I drew I had a brain cramp there and just couldn't remember that third point. But ultimately, what I do is I come back to a position where I demonstrate that I'm an authority to you. And that's really what they're looking for. They're looking to you for as part of answering their question. So again, the concrete part of this is qualifications, motivation, fit. Those are the three factors. The variables to this are stories that support your decision-making and what you learned from an early mistake that you wove in and how you tell your story that demonstrates self-confidence and a degree of authority. So this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I hope you found this video helpful. If you did and you're watching on YouTube, look down. There's a like button. Click the like button. Let people know this was a helpful video to you. Now, on YouTube, I want you to subscribe to my channel, which is The Big Game Hunter TV. You get notices whenever I do a new video. Or you can watch them at my website, which is jeffalpin.com. At jeffalpin.com, there's a lot of useful information to help you with your job search. There are videos, there are podcasts, there's articles I've written for my e-zine. You can subscribe to my e-zine at my website, which again is jeffalpin.com. It's published weekly with advice for job hunters that's good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. Two final points. If your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether or not I can mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. Finally, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request. The address there is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide, except if you're a third-party recruiter or in a country known for scams or spam. So this is Jeff Alpin. Hope you have a great day. Take care.